Yes. 1 Timothy chapter 2. 1 Timothy. My gosh. There's a word there. 1 Timothy. Yeah. Make sure you're still in airplane mode. I know she's looking for you. She know where you are. Like, you told her you were going to church, right? Amen. All right. Whoop, there it is. And look, make sure you take them notes back home so she don't be like, you sure you were at church? Because look, you ain't never been at church that long. Y'all ain't trying to hear me. But 1 Timothy, my gosh. My gosh. Give me a minute here. 1 Timothy chapter 2. My goodness. My goodness. Y'all, man, y'all brothers are a trip. My goodness. All right. Yeah, you can give them the church number. We'll answer. We're like, you sure you were in church? Yeah. All that accusations and stuff. My goodness. My goodness. I studied this passage for quite a while. We studied this in seminary for some years, as a matter of fact. And it was a passage, it was a book that we studied for a while because it was such a powerful book. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8. And look what it says. It says, therefore, I want men. What? I'm reading from the New American Standard Bible. It says, in every place. That's right. Everywhere. That's right. Same thing. Everywhere. Meaning everywhere. It says every place in New American Standard, right? To lift up what? Holy hands. Without wrath and dissension. I want to talk about the power of a praying man. You've heard it said there's a power in a praying woman. But there's power when men pray. Men, I want to tell you something today. Your answer, the answer we've talked about, we all have struggles. And you know, as I was sitting here listening to you talk about the things that maybe you're struggling with, from a shepherd's heart, I was like, man, I wish I could help everybody. But God reassures me this, I can't help you if you don't want to help yourself. See, you may say that you want to become a man of freedom, a man of faith, a man of responsibility, but here's the thing. You have to become a man of prayer. You see, prayer is going to break down the walls that divide you from your destiny. Come on, somebody. Prayer, Pastor just said it, they marched around the Jericho wall. What did they do while marching around? Listen, they marched around the Jericho wall 7 times. And what were they doing while they were marching? They were praying. Peter and John, come on somebody, in prison. I wish I had somebody. The Bible says the church was praying for them. You see, one of the things that Satan does is he causes us to neglect the power of prayer. He wants us to believe that it's the person, the personality. He wants us to believe that the problem is not me, the problem is you. But I say the problem is you haven't been praying. Do I have anybody? And I want to say something to you. I want to say something else to you men. Amen. If we don't learn how to pray, amen, then we will begin, watch this, we will remain in our predicament for a very long time. Prayer is the believer's release. Prayer is the believer's communication with the assistance of the Holy Spirit, whereby we make our requests be known unto God. I feel my help up in here. And I want to say to somebody here this morning that your help is going to come if you learn how to pray. If you learn how to bring it before God. But the Bible says, Paul is writing to Timothy, and what Paul is doing, he's about to leave the scene. In Second Timothy chapter 4, he's about to be beheaded. He's in a dungeon. He's in a prison. He calls his protege and he says, "Sister, man, I want to tell you something, son. The only way you're going to make it is if you learn how to pray." He's talking in context to how we should pray in church. And listen, I want to say something to you this morning. Some of us are neglecting our responsibility. Listen, we pray on the fly. Come on, somebody. We pray when we have time. May I say something to you? You can't pray when you have time, because you will always be out of time. Come on, somebody. And when you wake up in the morning and you just drop your feet on the ground and you walk out the doors and you haven't covered yourself, nor your family, nor anybody else in your life with prayer, no wonder why we struggle on the job. See, prayer is pouring out your soul before God. Listen, I may not be able to tell you about your problem. You may not be able to tell me about your problems, and I may not be able to tell you, but I can sure enough tell God. You see, I believe that the enemy has us believing that prayer is for punks. Come on, somebody. That prayer is just for women. But I want to show you something. There's power from a praying man. When a man learns to pray, when a man learns to pour out his soul before God. Hey, have you ever been there? God, I'm tired. I'm frustrated. I don't know what to do, God. God, help me. May I say something to you? If heaven's open to you, he'll hear you. And the Bible says he'll answer if you call on him. So the question is, how should we pray? Well, let's look at the text. The text says, therefore, and whenever you see therefore, you always ask the question, what is it therefore? Paul says that he wants men. Look what he says, therefore, he didn't say women. Mm-hmm. He didn't say children, but he said men. He says, therefore, I want men in every place to do what? To pray. So the first thing is, you want to write this down. It's your public prayer. Listen, if you can't pray publicly, then you ain't praying privately. I'm going somewhere. When you call on a brother to pray, if he can't get up here and pray publicly, listen, Satan wants you to be quiet. He wants to shut us up. He wants us to stop opening our mouth and calling on Jesus Christ. Prayer. A public prayer. That's the first thing we see in the text. He says, you see, every man ought to try at some point to pray publicly. At some point, listen, and especially in front of your family. Listen, your wife is praying more than you. Uh-oh. Your wife got more spiritual genes than you. Shouldn't be that way. You are the man. Are you the man? That's what it said on our church. Are you the man? You call yourself the man. But a spiritual man, he prays. A spiritual man understands that devil cannot shut me up. I got to learn to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. You're going through. Your kids are going through right now. Your wife is going through some deep stuff. And guess what you're doing? You're sitting around flicking the channels. Hey, I know we just ate and we finna get out of here. But let me tell you something. If you don't have a public prayer, then brothers, I want to tell you something. You're losing. Public prayer. He says, I want men in what? In every place. See, I want to tell you something. There's power when a man prays publicly. I'm going to say it one more time. There's power when a man opens his mouth and pray publicly. I used to think women had the power in prayer. But when I looked at this passage, he says, I want men in every place. Your Bible says everywhere. When you get on the job. Come on, somebody. When you're going through, when you go to school, wherever you are, open your mouth and pray. Say, God, I don't know what to do. God, I'm struggling right now. God, help me right now. God, I know you didn't bring me this far to leave me. I'm preaching to myself. He said, listen, say, tell him, God, I know that greater is he that's in me. I know that I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. But God, why do I feel this way? I'm broken. My wife ain't changing. She's staying the same. Come on, somebody. Y'all with me? Pastor, you don't understand. She's difficult to handle. I don't know how to handle her. We can't get along. We can't see eye to eye. But brother, have you tried prayer? See, you've complained a lot. But have you prayed about it? Watch the text. Watch the text. He says, I want men in every place lifting up. Before we get to holy hands, lift it up. You know what that is? That's the proper posture. See, as men, we got to get into the proper posture for prayer. See, here's the thing. I can't pray properly if I'm walking around with all this mess. I'm trying to fix it. I haven't prayed about it. I haven't publicly talked to God about it, but I'm carrying around my problems. I'm carrying around. How can I lift my hands now when my hands are occupied? I'm going somewhere with this. How can I lift my hands? The reason that God wants us to lift our hands is because it's a sign of surrender. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. Listen, you got to surrender. Listen, the reason life is hard for you because you have not surrendered yet. Your hands are still tied up trying to carry everything. Some of us doing this. We're trying to carry everything. We're trying to handle the family. We're trying to provide. Your provision means nothing if your family is losing. And all God wants you to do is surrender yourself, amen, and lift your hands up to him. Try it. Come on, try it. Come on. Come on and surrender. Come on and lift your hands. Come on and tell him, God, I release my marriage. I release my child. I release my finances. I release that depression. I release it to you, God, because I know I cannot carry it. That's surrender. That's the proper posture. The reason we are, our prayer isn't getting through is because we're not in the proper posture for prayer. this is what it takes. I'm sorry. Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, I'm sorry. God, I'm so sorry. God, I've failed you. God, I've been trying to do it on my own. But God, I'm so sorry, Lord. You see, that's what God wants, is a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Prayer, gentlemen, is your weapon. Prayer is the key. He says, I want men in every place to lift up your hands. But if your hands are tied, how can you surrender? Watch this. Watch what he says next. Now he says, holy hands. This is part of the verse I really like. This word holy means unpolluted. Watch this. You see, your life has to match up with your prayer life. So here's the next thing I want to give you. Not only do we see the public prayer, the proper posture, but the next thing is purity of life. Gentlemen, you got to put down pornography. You got to put down masturbation. You got to put down sexual sins and temptations. You got to leave the internet alone. You got to have a pure life if you want to get through to God. Purity of life means that, God, I don't know how to do this thing, but I need you to help me. Think about it for a moment. Why would God even hear from you if you're not right? Sin separates us from God, right? Am I right about it? And how many know it's hard being a man in this world? You got temptation on every front. Listen, and when things are bad at home, ain't that something? Ain't that something how everybody start looking attractive? My wife back there. Y'all ain't saying amen. Your wife ain't here. My wife says. Yeah, this is the time to say amen. This is the time to say, yeah, Pastor. How many deal with some temptation? Right? Shoot. Listen, we go to, and this is what we do. We try to pretend like we have a spiritual life when we don't have a pure life. Listen, purity doesn't mean that you're having sex with another woman. It's right here. He says, if you think about it, you've already done it. That's what he said. He said, if you thought about it, it's done. Purity of life means that, man, listen, I'm willing to start somewhere. Brothers, you're not going to get it right overnight, but you're willing to start. Look what he says. He says, when you lift up holy hands, purity of life. Let me show you the picture. Come here, Eric. Let me show you the picture, what he's talking about. We talked about the proper posture. Come here, Terrence. Stand right here. Let's just say this is my wife. Go in front of here. Let's just say that, okay? And she's in submission, so you're going to do like this. And you're going to do like this. Amen. Come here, Ken. You get in front of him right down there. When I'm lifting my hands, my holy hands in prayer, I'm covering my family. My wife submits to me. I'm pure. I left the internet alone. I left all that trash alone. I done put it all out, Playboys and everything else, right? purity of mind, purity of heart, right? My wife now submits to me. The children submit to her. And what do we have? It's called an orderly arrangement. This is the picture of submission. When my hands are lifted, the family's protected. But watch this. All right, stand up. You lift your hands. This is the mama. The kids, they scattered. They're like, shoot, mama praying, ain't nobody doing that. This is how the family looks. How many of your home look like this right now? Y'all don't want to say nothing. If your home looks like this, it's time for you to get things back in order. Time for you, and look, your wife ain't submitting. You know why? Because she got to carry the weight. So what she's doing, she's, watch this, turn around. This is what she's doing. Now, look at me. Your head button. See what I'm saying? Why? Why is the head button? Because guess what? Nobody's praying. You've abandoned your priesthood. And no, now when the order is set now, the man is praying with his hands up, the family's lined up. Everybody is in submission. Thank you, brothers. Give him a hand. Everybody is in submission now. But watch this, watch this, watch this. He says, I want you to lift holy hands, the last point, right here, last point, we got it. Without wrath and dissension. You know what I found out? I cannot bully my family. I can't force my kids to submit. I can't force my wife to love me. See? He says, without wrath and dissension. You know what that word means? Anger. Listen, let me tell you something. You cannot accomplish anything with anger. You can try. You can be pissed off all you want. Excuse my language. You can walk around there mad at everybody, at the world. But guess what, man? Your answer lies on this. So the last thing you got to have is the proper attitude. And without the proper attitude, we're not affecting nothing in the house. Everybody, listen, everybody is out of order when you're out of order. The mama may think she holding up the house, but if you get in order with God. See, I wish I would have known this a long time ago. Am I right? If I knew, listen, and but God is trying to tell you something today. Gotta lift your hand. You gotta stop tripping. Surrender. Listen, this it doesn't take much for you to say, okay, yes, baby. And I want to tell you something. Sometimes that's hard for me to do. That's hard for me to do sometimes. Really, it is. It's hard for me to do that, but I have to learn how to humble myself. Because I can't say I'm praying. I'm praying on my family. P-R-E-Y. When I'm supposed to P-R-A-Y-I-N-G. And so as I close today, I say this to you. Satellites are often used to show us where the enemy is located. Did you know that? They provide pictures and perspectives so that we can keep from being ambushed and being trapped. That's what satellites are. They provide information that's critical for being victorious in the war. Men are supposed to be like satellites in their homes. Come on, somebody. Men are supposed to provide a perspective for their families, a perspective for your wife, a perspective for your kids, to keep them from being ambushed by illegitimate relationships. So you have to be that satellite, man. I pray today as we leave here that you would surrender, man. It's time. Listen.